AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The president of South Korea lifted the martial law he imposed. Lawmakers voted earlier to reject military rule. Yoon Suk-yeol accused opponents in parliament of siding with rival North Korea. John Nilsen Wright is head of the Japan and Koreas program at the University of Cambridge in Seoul.
Any domestic political instability in South Korea at a time when North Korea is emboldened clearly is going to be a source of great concern. Because it provides an opportunity for Kim Jong-un to make mischief.
While announcing his plans to lift martial law, Yoon continued to criticize parliament's attempts to impeach key government officials and senior prosecutors. President-elect Donald Trump's lawyers formally asked a judge in New York to throw out his hush money criminal conviction, arguing continuing the case would present unconstitutional disruptions to the institution of the presidency. Prosecutors have less than a week to respond. After a delay, President-elect Trump's transition team signed an agreement to allow the Justice Department to conduct background checks on his nominees and appointees. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says nominees must go through the usual Senate process,
including a full FBI background investigation and Senate reviewed. It shouldn't just be the FBI doing it. They've got to let the Senate know what they found. Full hearings where we get to ask the nominees questions. And of course, a Senate vote.
This lets Trump's transition aides and future administration staffers get security clearances before Inauguration Day. Lebanon's health ministry and state media says Israeli forces carried out several new drone and artillery strikes in southern Lebanon, killing a shepherd, putting further strain on a tenuous six-day-old ceasefire with Hezbollah. Both sides claim ceasefire violations. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow down 76 points. This is AP News. Holiday shopping numbers did not break a record.
There were 197 million shoppers during the five-day holiday weekend of Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. But that doesn't beat last year's record of 200.4 million. Consumer spending for the online shopping days during the holiday weekend give an estimate of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says shoppers will spend record amounts.
As consumers are prioritizing gifts and holiday items to make it special for their loved ones. And just as a refresher, our forecast for the winter holiday spending season, that's November 1 to December 31, is that sales will increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Shea added that spending on gifts is up. On average, shoppers this weekend spent $235 on gifts, which is nearly $10 more than last year's average. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.